This is Jack White with the Capital District Growth Team and another Monday morning message. And we have a very special guest today, Sylvester Neal, who lives in Auburn, Washington, in the Pacific Northwest District of Kiwanis. He is the Vice President of Kiwanis International. Are you there, Sylvester?
Yes, Jack, are you?
Fine. And Vice President means that you're going to be heading this organization one day soon, doesn't it?
I'm looking forward to that challenge, Jack.
When will it be?
Years to go.
2010, you'll take office.
Yes.
And where will that convention be?
I'll take over in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. So we all
yes.
got to make our plans to go there. Auburn, his hometown, I just did a little research on it, and we think we live in a pretty area here in Southwest Virginia, but he is a town of about 30 minutes maybe. Is it south of Seattle?
Yes.
And one direction is the Puget Sound, and the other direction are the Cascade Mountains. And it looks like a pretty nice place to live.
Oh, we've been here about 7 years now, and I really enjoy it. Doesn't quite measure up to Alaska, but
yeah,
it's second best.
That was home to you.
Yes.
Before we get started, people here in the Capital District probably don't know. The Pacific Northwest District's about half again the size of ours, and it includes the states of Oregon, Washington, and the United States, the Canadian province of British Columbia, and Alaska, our 50th state. So, 49th, which was it?
Say again?
Alaska, was it 49th or 50th?
49th.
49th state.
Yes.
Hawaii was the 50th.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Now, what got me, introduced me to Sylvester was an exchange of emails that he had with a friend, a mutual friend of ours, shared them with me, with a Dr. Harry Dingwall, who is a veterinarian in that Pacific Northwest district. And the doctor was telling about how to make healthy clubs. And his whole emphasis on the healthy clubs was things like, starting the meetings on time, having good programs, having good communications and newsletters, the things we've all heard and are very important to running a classic Kiwanis club, the kind I grew up in, and I guess Sylvester did too. But Sylvester came back in an email to the doctor and said, "Your recipe is right for existing classic clubs, but I differ on the focus of meetings as being the number one item for clubs we're building today. Their focus should be on service." And he goes on to say, "I did not join a meeting organization. I joined a service organization. And if you start doing exit interviews," he concluded, "you'll find that people's service expectations who have left Kiwanis often were not realized." Can you expand on that a little bit, Sylvester?
Well, I believe that service has been the core focus of this organization. And people can join lots of organizations. I belong to a lot of organizations where we meet and have fun. But there's only one that I belong to where we have meet and join and have fellowship. And the service is on focus and giving back.
And that is, you and most other people think, is increasingly important to the younger people that we want to join Kiwanis today. Is that it?
You know, time is very critical for this generation and the future generation of Kiwanians. And they just don't have time for a lot of meetings. They would rather have fun and fellowship and do service. And we did come up with a new concept that we'll be discussing in January. It's called the 1-2-3.
Where will you be discussing this?
That'll be at Indianapolis at our January board meeting.
Oh, at your board meeting.
Right. Right.
Okay. Tell us about a 1-2-3 club. How does it differ from the one that I belong to now, for example?
Well, Well, they just provide an option, Jack, for clubs whose meetings are not their strong points, for them to have an alternative way to connect and fellowship and do service. And we're suggesting for them to maybe to consider 1 hour per month for your regular meeting, devote 2 hours to...
That's one meeting a month, huh?
One meeting a month, yes.
Okay.
And 2 hours, it could be one or more times, but 2 hours in a social or fun activity and fellowship with the club members, and devote 3 hours to service. And
let's go back to the social and fun events. What types of things did you and Rob, the CEO, whose idea this was, what do you have in mind? Of course, I guess people could make their own fun, but just to help our members who hear this envision what you might want to be doing.
Well, we haven't really discussed any specifics, but I would imagine that clubs could get together and maybe have some entertainment, involve the whole family, go out on sporting events, community events, ball games, picnics, just where you get together and enjoy the fellowship and the camaraderie that we have in Kiwanis.
And these would be events where you would not have a meeting or a speaker or anything.
Right, right.
Okay, so you got 1 hour, one regular meeting.
Right.
2 hours of social fun events and 3 hours for service, and it makes 1, 2, 3. Now, would that 3 hours be 1 3-hour block that everybody was supposed to participate in, or would they have several and ask each person to, during the course of the month, give 3 hours of service?
Well, we'd like to just keep that option as open as the club would like, but we think several different projects that might involve not the whole membership at one time, but make 3 hours available through club design projects for the members to participate in a month would be a general goal of this program.
All right, 1, 2, 3. It's going to be discussed at the board meeting, international board meeting in January.
Yes.
If somebody heard this at the end of January when this will be played or be released, this interview, and the club wanted to do this, would they be free to do it, or does it need to wait for some board action?
This doesn't require any board action, Jack. Matter of fact, and we want club members that might listen, some of your listening audience, if they have input or suggestions on this, to go to the KiwanisLeadership.org webpage, and there's a place there where we can hear from members. We do want to hear from members, the good or the bad, or maybe new ideas on this concept.
So it's available right now.
Yes.
Do you anticipate that, hope that existing clubs will take it up, or that there will be new clubs formed in this mold?
Well, you know, it's the option is for any club that might fit the members' needs, and that's what we have to do, I think, as Kiwanians, as an organization, is be relevant to our members, and we must do things and find ways to meet the needs of our members. This is just one option that might be available to some clubs to help meet the needs of their members.
Okay. Well, you've certainly given us a fascinating concept to think about. Sylvester Neal, we have one more interview of you coming up, which will be released next week, and we will wait and tell about it then. It's something different. For the Capital District Ghost Team, this is Jack White with another Monday Morning Message. Guest Sylvester Neal, thank you for listening.